make sure that those who are hidden from the world aren't forgotten. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The activity in North Korea is shrouded from the rest of the world, and there are whispers of cruelty that Christians face on a daily basis. So how can we help? And also, we have a story to tell about a young man who wants others to find freedom from addiction just like he did. It's a story with God's fingerprints all over it. But first, let's head over to East Asia, where it's easy to become numb to the persecution of Christians around the world, especially when it's ongoing. And that's particularly true in North Korea, which has been considered the worst place for Christians to live for the last 14 years.
And I think because it's year after year after year, well, we know North Korea is the worst place in the world. What's the second one or that kind of thing? So it's just because it's an ongoing thing and we don't hear a lot of news, it's difficult to get the information out of there. And I think because there's lack of information, it's not in the news as much.
Voice of the Martyrs Canada is one organization making sure that these believers aren't forgotten. Through their underground university ministry, they're equipping North Korean believers who've escaped the country with biblical knowledge and training in evangelism. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman.
It's not to tell them, well, this is the kind of ministry you should do, because all of them, their heart and passion is to reach North Koreans with the gospel that have come out of North Korea. And of course, they also want to be a part of the programs of the balloon launches with the Bibles going into North Korea to help bring the gospel to a people that they're really shielded from it because of the Kim family and the whole problem there with the Juche system and being very cut off.
We've got details on how you can come alongside North Korean believers and support the Underground University at missionnews.org. Our next story is also about captivity, but Set Free Ministries exists to remind believers that God can rescue us from any prison, be it addiction, fear, depression, you name it. Today, we're going to begin telling you Jonathan's story. He grew up with a mother who dabbled in the occult and a father who later became a Freemason, and his home life wasn't exactly stable.
My mother left when I was 6 years old, and it really left me broken. And I mean, I didn't get over it until I was probably 18 or 19 years old. My whole life, I went around trying to fill this void with, anything you could really imagine.
Though Jonathan had heard about Jesus and even attended church, he didn't run to him for comfort. Instead, he turned to self-harm and drugs at a young age, hoping to get his father's attention. He didn't know it at the time, but Jonathan's quest for love and comfort was built on a slippery slope.
Just a little curiosity, it'll really take a huge hold on your life, you know, just that little bit, and the next thing you know, you're spiraling out of control. And it seemed at the time, that you feel like you know what you're doing, which really isn't the case at all.
But God is in this story. So tune in tomorrow to hear about how he rescued Jonathan. And sometimes you hear a story on repeat, not because it's old, but because it's continuous. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein explains.
When I share with our friends at Mission Network News, Bibles for China, China's where we do it. We have a passion for his word and a heart for China and openness to God. It is a repetitive message that needs to be shared.
So what's changing in 2017?
The difference is we have additional locations that are requesting we be there. These requests are coming from within China. They're not places we're going and taking some sort of a gift and say, can we assist you? They're coming to us saying, we need Bibles. So next year is going to be increased number of Bibles. With the Bibles increasing, we just had our board meeting in Colorado Springs this month. Their real concern is the Bibles is adequate, but the cry and the need and the ask in China is we need spiritual help tools. We need tools for our pastors.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.